Fingers, thongs and perfect snogging by Louise Renison. 11:30 a.m. I don't see why I can't have a lock on my bedroom door. I have no privacy. It's like Noel's house party in my room. Every time I suggest anything around this place, people start shaking their heads and tutting. It's like living in a house full of chickens dressed in frocks and trousers, or a house full of those nodding dogs. Anyway, I can't have a lock on my door is the short and short of it. Why not? I asked Mum reasonably, catching her in one of the rare minutes when she's not at an Italian evening class or another party. Because you might have an accident and we couldn't get in, she said. An accident like what? I persisted. Well, you might faint, she said. Then Dad joined in.
You might set fire to your bed and be overcome with fumes.
What is the matter with people? I know why they don't want me to have a lock on my door. It's because it would be a first sign on my path to adulthood. And they can't bear the idea of that because it would mean they might have to get on with their own lives and leave me alone. Gangster Granny by David Walliams.
But Granny is so boring, said Ben.
It was a cold Friday evening in November, and as usual, he was slumped in the back of his mum and dad's car. Once again, he was on his way to stay the night at his dreaded granny's house.
All old people are.
Don't talk about your granny like that, said Dad weakly, his fat stomach pushed up against the steering wheel of the family's little brown car.
Oh, I hate spending time with her, protested Ben. Her TV doesn't work. All she wants to do is play Scrabble, and she stinks of cabbage.
In fairness to the boy, she does stink of cabbage, agreed Mum, as she applied some last-minute lip liner.
You're not helping, wife, muttered Dad.
At worst, my mother has a very slight odour of boiled vegetables.
Oh, can't I come with you, pleaded Ben. I love ball... what's it? Dancing, he lied.
It's called ballroom dancing, corrected Dad.
And you don't love it. You said, and I quote,
I would rather eat my own bogies than watch that rubbish.
Now, Ben's mum and dad loved ballroom dancing. Sometimes Ben thought they loved it more than they loved him. There was a TV show on Saturday evenings that Ben's mum and dad never missed called Strictly Stars Dancing, where celebrities would be paired up with professional ballroom dancers. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. What could the little woman possibly mean by calling her a sorceress and saying she had killed the Wicked Witch of the East? Dorothy was an innocent, harmless little girl that had been carried by a cyclone a million miles from home, and she had never killed anything in all her life. But the little woman evidently expected her to answer, so Dorothy said, with hesitation,
You're very kind, but there must be some mistake. I've not killed anything.
Your house did anyway, replied the little old woman with a laugh. And that is the same thing, see?
She continued, pointing to the corner of the house.
There are her 2 feet, still sticking out from under a block of wood.
Dorothy looked and gave a little cry of fright. There indeed, just under the corner of the great beam the house rested on, 2 feet were sticking out, with shining silver shoes and pointed toes.